This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What is up, folks? Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you've come to the right place. We welcome your calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, true skin health products, ingredients, formulations, a health challenge you want help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you just have a comment or success story, we'd love to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you are interested in purchasing longevity products or signing up to join the Bright Side Ben team, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are available off the website. And you can also click on the Join the Team link for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can get your products at the wholesale price. You can start yourself a longevity nutritional business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. Got lots of lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Excuse me, we're talking about the electrical nature of nutrition. It's all about electricity. We live in an electrical universe everywhere. Every iota of space is filled with electrical energy. The most common substance in the universe is electrified gas called plasma. Our bodies are electrical. Our cells are electrical. Nutrition works to the degree it's electrical. Nutrition works to the degree it's electrical. We are healthy to the degree we are electrical, at least intelligently electrical. In other words, not random electricity, but intelligently guided electricity. And that's true about disease and sickness as much as it's true about health and wellness. We always focus, as a culture anyway, we're always focusing on what we can see with our eyes. It's just kind of our tendency is to focus on what we can see and what we can touch. That's why chemistry and nutrition and physiology and symptomology and our modern medical model are really, that's why they've succeeded, or at least that's why they've succeeded in being part of the cultural milieu. Much more than the electrical nature. The electrical nature of the body and the electrical nature of the universe really wasn't scientifically verified until the 19th century, towards the middle of the 19th century when they first discovered these things called fields. And then they discovered the electromagnetic field. At the beginning of the 18th century, we lived in a non-electrical universe, a non-electrical cultural universe, cultural world. Although, beginnings of the electrical age probably began with Benjamin Franklin's famous experiment with the kite. There were other scientists working on electricity at the time, and Benjamin Franklin, at least in terms of what the public understood, was the first guy to discover that there was electricity everywhere. There was electricity in the universe. The lightning itself was electricity. That was Benjamin Franklin's great discovery, was that lightning was electricity. It was electrical phenomenon, and then it proceeded from there, and they discovered electricity, electrical fields, et cetera, et cetera. But really, though, until like the beginning of the 20th century with it, when the true nature of electricity started to become elucidated, that's called quantum physics. Quantum physics is the true nature of electricity, basically, and the true nature of light, which is a form of electricity. So anyway, it's understandable that we would focus on chemistry, and we would focus on food, and we would focus on nutrition, because that's more relevant to us. But foundationally and fundamentally, it's all electrical, and nothing says electricity in the body or electricity in the universe, electricity on the planet, more than the minerals and the elements. Nothing conducts electricity that is not on the periodic table. The periodic table, which is the table of elements, is basically an electrical alphabet. The universe is made up of electrical pieces. That's what molecules in chemistry are. And the electrical alphabet is the periodic table. The distinguishing characteristics of all the elements on the periodic table, and ultimately all the molecules and all the biochemicals that the molecules make up and everything in the body, is electrical. That's the distinguishing characteristic. And even though it could be a little scary to look at, the periodic table is really the key to understanding the electrical nature of the elements. Lay people, you know, folks just going about their business, can be forgiven for not understanding the relationship of the periodic table to nutrition and to chemistry in the body, but nutritionists cannot be forgiven for that. Nutritionists need to understand the periodic table, and I don't take anybody seriously in the world of nutrition if they don't understand the electrical nature of the nutrients, and that means really basically the building blocks in the alphabet called the periodic table. If a nutritionist is going to give you advice about nutrition, they're reading it in a book unless they understand the periodic table. Most nutritionists, and that includes alternative practitioners, that includes doctors, of course, who study nutrition or who work with nutrition, but anybody who's really working with nutrition, or most people, I should say, who are working with nutrition, are reading out of a book somewhere and telling you what they read. On Instagram, on Facebook, and social media, on the internet, you hear people just spewing out, repeating things that they read. Even people who purport to really love nutrition and health and diet and all of that kind of stuff, they're basically just spewing stuff back. Unless they understand the periodic table, if they understand the periodic table, that's the alphabet. They can put together words. They can put together concepts. They can put together protocols. They can educate. They can inform if they understand the periodic table, the alphabet. If they don't understand the alphabet, then they're just spewing out somebody else's words. That's why I'm always very suspicious of people talking about nutrition when they don't understand the electrical nature, i.e. the alphabet, the periodic table, that underlies everything. Everything in nutrition, in chemistry, in biochemistry, I should say, in all chemistry, it's about the periodic table, and everything on the periodic table is electrical to varying degrees. There are three major electrical divisions on the periodic table. You've got your metals, you've got your sort of metals, kind of sort of metals, they call them metalloids, they're kind of sort of metals, and you've got your nonmetals. The metals and the metalloids, they combine in a certain way so that all the atoms are coherent. Coherency means everything's the same. Coherency gives metals really interesting properties. It makes them super electrical. Everything on the periodic table is electrical, but when a bunch of these things on the periodic table get together in a coherent way, like they're all iron, or they're all copper, or whatever it is, whatever kind of metal you're talking about, they're all neodymium, or ytterbium, or tellurium, they become highly electrical, and this is what makes metals so unbelievably valuable, and it's what's made metals really the distinguishing feature between civilization and non-civilization. Before civilization, we were in the Stone Age. The Stone Age was when we used stones. Stones are very non-electrical. They're very non-coherent. So about all you could do was make tools maybe to hammer things. That's all you could do really in the Stone Age. unless you were lived in bedrock with the Flintstones, and then you could do all kinds of things, but that's not really true, I think. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lots of lines open for you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to purchase products or to sign up to join the Brightside Bend team. You can click on the Join the Team link also at brightsidebend.com, pharmacistbend.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, so we are talking about the electrical nature of the body, of reality, the universe. A really cool book called The Electrical Universe with lots of unbelievably interesting pictures. You can get that off Amazon, The Electrical Universe. And it just comes as no surprise that the body's electrical. And I know we're getting into the weeds here a little bit, but, you know, if you really want to have power over the world, you've got to take a microscope to it. And that doesn't, I'm not just talking about chemistry, I'm talking about our lives, our minds, how we think. Socrates said, the unexamined life is a life that's not worth living. And when he says examined or unexamined, he's talking about, the way I read it, as becoming introspective, like zooming in on everything that makes up who we are, how we think, how we show up from a mental, from a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical perspective. Taking a microscope, turning the lens on how everything is made up. To me, that is what the examined life is about. The unexamined life is a life that's not worth living. The examined life is a life where we look at how everything is put together. In terms of the body, in terms of chemistry, well, first of all, in terms of the body, you got to know a little bit about chemistry. And then in terms of chemistry, you got to know a little bit about electricity. Or physics, as it's technically known as, electrophysics, I suppose. I'm very suspicious of nutritionists who tell me things, or when I read things, from people who don't understand electricity, who don't understand the electrical nature of the body. I'm very suspicious of people who try to tell you how to live your life if they don't understand the psychological makeup of the body, how we're made up, how our psyches are made up, and how our souls, and how our spirits, and how our minds, and how our emotions. All of those comprise the periodic table of our beingness in a more abstract way. The periodic table of our beingness in a physical way is the 113 or so elements on that little table, that scary table. I can only imagine what non-chemists must think when they see that table. I don't even know. What do you see when you see that table? Just a bunch of gibberish, I suppose. That's what we're going to do. That's what we've been doing, and that's what we're going to continue doing, is break the thing down. You got three major divisions on the periodic table. You got your metals, you got your non-metals, you got your metalloids. Sort of metals. We've been talking about a specific group of metals for the last couple of days, and probably we'll talk about it for a while, because these are very confusing, this specific group of metals. They're called the transition metals because they're transiting from one shape to another. To transit means to go from point A to point B. These transitional metals are going from point A to point B, electrically speaking. They're constantly changing shape. This makes them incredibly confusing. And it leads to a lot of nonsense, garbage information from people who don't understand chemistry, or I should say electrochemistry. Vanadium, chromium, manganese, molybdenum, zinc, cobalt, these are copper. These are all examples of nutrients that fall into this classification of transition metals, which, by the way, are also known as heavy metals. I know I got a whole bunch of emails about this. I said this yesterday. Heavy metals are nutritional. Can be, I should say. Can be nutritional. They're not always toxic. They're not always problematic. Vanadium is a heavy metal. Zinc is a heavy metal. Cobalt is a heavy metal. Copper is a heavy metal. So you say, what the heck? They're heavy metals? They're nutritional? Yes, this is the confusing part. They're both. They're heavy metals. Sometimes they're toxic. You can take too much selenium. That's a heavy metal. That's a nutrient. By the way, they're also, these things are also known as trace nutrients or trace minerals. If you've heard the term trace minerals, that's what these are. These transition metals are the trace elements. And there's lots of them. You know, a huge amount of, there's probably, I don't know, 30 or so of these transition metals. I think it's around 30. No, it's not that many. It's like 17 or so are technically transition metals. But all the metals have a certain shape-shifting ability. The flexibility of the transition metals allows them to be on-off switches. That's one of their major roles in the body. They function as on-off switches. They catalyze reactions. They're like enzymes in a certain way. Actually, they're coenzymes. They help enzymes work. They activate enzymes, especially enzymes that are involved in the detoxification system. These transition metals are detox enzyme activators. And so you need manganese and molybdenum and especially zinc. This is one of the reasons why zinc is possibly the most important of all the nutritional minerals. I don't want to say the most important, but it's incredibly important. But it's involved in more chemical reactions and activating more chemical reactions. There's hundreds of chemical reactions that zinc activates electrically. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. You need 50 milligrams of zinc a day, right? 50 milligrams of zinc is 1/100th of a teaspoon. So you take a teaspoon of zinc and divide it by 100. And that's what 50 milligrams a day is. If you were to take that whole teaspoon, you might die. Because zinc in super high concentrations can be toxic. Super high concentrations. You have to do super high concentrations. You know, nobody's really doing 100 zinc capsules, but, you know, theoretically, I suppose. I actually don't even know if you would be toxic. You might get sick, but there's certainly a point where you could take too much zinc or molybdenum or copper or cobalt. These are used trace. Zinc is a lot. 50 milligrams of zinc, that's quite a bit. But cobalt, you need even much less. Chromium, measured in the micrograms, and selenium. So these activators, these coenzymes, have lots of very fascinating properties. And they're especially important for plants. So you got maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 of these things that are nutrients for humans. They're all important for plants. And thus you have one of the major reasons why human beings and animals are not as healthy as they should be. A major reason, and this is what Dr. Wallach has been talking about for decades. The trace elements, all of these metals, are incredibly important for plants. You know, a case could be made they're important for humans too, but they're clearly and repeatedly in experiments shown that these elements, these trace elements, these things that have the most bizarre names, ytterbium scandium and neodymium and just all these weird names that nobody ever thinks of. All of these elements, all of these trace elements are used by everything in life, really, and are found in the bottom of the periodic table. They're found all over, but they concentrate in the bottom of the periodic table. That's the heavy stuff. Those are called trace elements, and they're incredibly, incredibly important for the health of plants. Nonetheless, we figured out, us humans being so smart, we figured out how we can get plants to grow without them, much to our ultimate health detriments, which we will continue talking about on our next Bright Side episode. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got lines open. We'll be back with your phone calls and more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A top French official says that nation will not respond to demands by President Trump for European allies to repatriate ISIS fighters en masse. The president tweeting the request last week, saying that he would have to release those fighters who've been detained in Syria if European nations refuse to take them in and try them there. France's justice minister now saying his country will look at those things only on a case-by-case basis. Fired Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe says he knows why he was fired by President Trump.
I believe I was fired because I opened a case against the President of the United States.
That from McCabe's interview on 60 Minutes last night. This morning, President Trump has tweeted that McCabe was fired for lying, and he's accusing him of treasonous acts. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. To my engineer out there at the network, please turn that noise off during the breaks. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Hopefully you heard that. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we got lots of lines open for you. Read a couple stories, and we'll get your phone calls, so hang tight. From JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, association of levels of physical activity with the risk of Parkinson's disease. The association between physical activity and the risk of Parkinson's disease has been increasingly recognized. This is an analysis from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Open. The analysis revealed an inverse dose-response association between physical activity and Parkinson's disease. That means the more you exercise, the less your symptoms. The more you exercise, the less medicine you needed. Exercise is so darn important. Again, we talk about nutrition all the time. We talk about the electrical nature of the body all the time. But we don't really emphasize this exercise component as much as we should. Exercise improves electrical flow through the body, electrical energy through the body. If it's all electricity, exercise represents a critically important way to facilitate the movement or the conduction of electricity through the body. That means to grow tissue, that means to heal, that means to recover, that means to stay healthy. And even if you have fit Parkinson's disease, even if you're severely obese, even if you're frail and elderly, you can still exercise. And the idea of going to the gym and driving and parking and changing and all the stuff it takes, and it does take a lot. You can add double your time with all the stuff you got to do to get to the gym, double your workout time. It takes a half hour to work out. It's going to take you an hour to do all the other stuff just to get to the gym. But you don't need to do that. You can do it all from the comfort of your own living room. You can do planks to tighten your abs. Planks are when you just basically do a push-up, but you don't do the push-up part. You just rest on your elbows and your arms. Elongate your body like you're going to do a push-up, and instead of putting your palms down and doing a push-up, you just kind of make a fist, or you just press down on your hands, and you just extend your body. It's one of the best ab exercises there is. You can get a 10-pound dumbbell and do probably 20 different exercises from the comfort of your own living room. You can get on a rebounder. You can get a rubber band, one of those I don't even know what they call them, exercise bands. There's so many different ways that we can exercise our bodies and move our bodies and improve electrical flow and facilitate healing and growth and recovering and stave off the aging process, even if we're sick, from the comfort of our own living room. And if you're dealing with dementia or you don't want to be dealing with dementia or any cognitive problems, believe it or not, getting on a rebounder can improve circulation to the brain and improve cognition. Speaking of cognition, researchers find differences in gut microbiomes in people with schizophrenia. This is from the journal Science Advances. I've been saying this for years. Schizophrenia, autism, even depression and anxiety, but certainly psychoses. I often tell the story, I'm not going to tell it again, about a guy I used to know who was schizophrenic, and he was drinking Coke every day and eating Snickers bars. And one day I just put him on a salad program, and within a month he was a new man. He had schizophrenia, he was on all kinds of meds, he was off his meds. I had another friend who she was in her she was in her late 20s, I believe, and all of a sudden she had what's called a schizophrenic break, where she just went crazy. She just started babbling incoherently. We took her off her Snickers bars, her candy bars and processed foods and cereals, and she recovered. And then as soon as she got back on the stuff, and same with my buddy who was drinking the Coke, as soon as they got back on the sugar and the processed food, their symptoms came back. Take care of or don't take care of our digestive system with sugar and with processed food is a major player in the development of psychotic and schizophrenic symptoms, and that includes autism in children. Anybody who's dealing with any of these issues should get a book called The Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Dr. Natasha Kinsey Campbell, The GAPS Diet, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, GAPS, The GAPS Diet. It's an amazingly important book for anybody who's dealing with anxiety, insomnia, psychosis, schizophrenia, as an autistic child, etc. This gut-mind connection is so darn important. Probiotics, gut bacteria. You know, I know it sounds simplistic. Sometimes I'll go on these radio shows and they'll say, everything you talk about is about the gut. Everything you talk about is about digestion. Why is that bad? And Dr. Wallach gets a hard time, too, for talking about gluten all the time. You can't get around it. If you're taking care of health, whether you're a therapist or you're dealing with somebody in your family or yourself, you cannot get around the primacy of the digestive system and the relationship of digestive health to what we put in our mouths. And swallow and chew, of course. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open. Time to hit the phones. Let's say good morning to our friend Barry in New Orleans. What's going on, Barry? Welcome to the Bright Side. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I want to ask you about oats and grains. Dr. Wallach, I backed off of those also. So I like to know, because I never had any problem with oats. So what's your opinion on oats and
oats or grains or all of it? Let me give you my take on the whole subject. Actually, first of all, grains are seeds. And seeds in nature are not supposed to be eaten, or at least not supposed to be digested and chewed. Sometimes nature intends animals to eat seeds, but to poop them out solid. They're not supposed to be broken down in the digestive tract. So nature has created chemicals that will punish anybody or any animal that eats the seeds. There are chemicals that are called enzyme inhibitors, for example. And these are chemicals that inhibit digestive enzymes and other enzymes in the animal that eats the plant, makes the animal sick after they eat the seed, or keeps the animal from thriving after they eat the seed. There are others that cause immune system reactions, especially in the digestive tract of animals. That's your glutens. Your glutens function in one of their functions in seeds is to punish the animals that eat the seeds. But there's other compounds. There's gluten-like compounds in these seeds. There's all kinds of compounds. So just because a seed doesn't have gluten in it, a grain doesn't have gluten in it, doesn't make it safe or good to eat. Now, fermenting these seeds, fermenting your grains and fermenting your seeds gets rid of a lot of these problematic compounds, breaks things down, and that's different. But just to eat the seeds the way we eat the seeds, or the grains, if you prefer the term grains, as we eat the grains, can be very problematic. However, that being said, in the world of nutrition, there are trade-offs. It's not like something is a pure, like something has to be a pure poison to be a problem. And it turns out that in grains, you've got incredibly valuable nutrients. I mean, really, really valuable nutrients. Protein and vitamins and minerals and essential fats and pretty much everything you need is in a grain. And this is why grains have traditionally and historically been such an important place, such an important role in culture and in civilization. Now, what we have done through food processing, which really got going at the turn of the 20th century, is we figured out how to get rid of all the good stuff in grains and just keep the calories and just keep the sugar and just keep the energy, and this represents a major, major health issue. So it's a little bit more complicated than yay or nay. Hang on, Barry, because we got to take a break. It is an important subject. I want to finish up, so hang on, please, if you don't mind. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We do have lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll continue on The Bright Side right after this.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Barry in New Orleans about oats and about grains, and this is a question we get a lot. And kind of like oils, you know, I don't believe in throwing out the baby with the bathwater when it comes to oils. Doc does. I feel kind of the same way about grains, but if you have a problem with grains, don't eat them. You know, if you don't have a problem with grains, Barry, like you were saying, it seems to be okay. But make sure you don't. I mean, if you're asymptomatic, there's not a problem eating grains. Not everybody's going to react to gluten, and not everybody's going to react to some of the other substances in plants in grains. There's so much nutritional value in oatmeal and in even in wheat and in, you know, barley and rye, the gluten-containing grains, that it seems tragic to just toss them out if you don't need to toss them out. On the other hand, if you're symptomatic in any way, a likely suspect, if you're a grain eater, is going to be these grains, and you're not out of the woods just because something is gluten-free. Corn is gluten-free, but it has stuff in it that's just as bad. Oats are, you know, may or may not have gluten in them. I've heard mixed opinions or different opinions. Nonetheless, if you look at oatmeal, when it sits in your oatmeal pan or your saucepan after an hour or 2 hours, it doesn't look very good. It certainly doesn't look very edible, right? It's solid. It's a mass. It's sticky. That's what's happening in your gut after you eat oatmeal. You know, it sticks to your ribs, they say. It really sticks to your intestine, and that is not a good thing. So, you know, you're just going to have to see how you do, but there is certainly grains and oats are certainly a motherlode of nutrition. Corn, not so much, but oats are a motherlode of nutritional value, as is wheat and barley, for that matter, and also rye and many of the other grains. So I hope that helps. It's kind of, you'll have to make your own decision, but if you're symptomatic in any way, shape or form, particularly with the immune system or the digestive system, and that includes the skin when I say immune system, the grains are a likely suspect for problems, that's for sure. Does that help?
Yes. I've never had any problem with it, so you sound like you're saying it may be.
If you don't have a problem with it, they are valuable sources of nutrition. But, you know, you say you don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying you do or you don't. I don't know. But you might want to look really closely because sometimes we have problems and we don't notice them. If you don't have any problems with them, for sure, they're powerful sources of nutritional. There are lots of nutritional value in them. That's for sure. Does that make sense?
Yes. One more quick question. I have an author that I've read, and he talks about honey causing strokes and all this stuff, and I'd like to know where does
that... If anybody who says this causes that, like that definitively, I'm going to assume and hope that you're talking, you know, extemporaneously, so you're kind of like using your own terms, because nobody would actually say honey causes strokes or anything causes anything else. No responsible author or nutritionist or anybody who knows what they're talking about won't talk in those kinds of definitive terms. They'll say perhaps honey has been associated with strokes or honey's been shown to cause strokes in laboratory animals, but nobody's going to go out and say that. What he probably means is the fructose in the honey, which honey is very high in fructose, is not great for you. The sugars in general are not great for you. Nonetheless, there are great things in honey. And honey is really powerful, powerful medicine. I think a little bit is okay in the sense that, you know, you get some nutritional value, but it is still sugar, and it's going to throw off your blood sugar. It's going to be particularly hard on the liver to the extent that you're eating it. So who's this author, by the way?
Dr. Africa.
Okay, I know Dr. Africa. And then he's got some good things to say, but he does speak that way. You're right. He does tend to talk in this kind of like A causes B sort of way, which makes me discount a lot of what he says. You know, whenever anybody talks that definitively, because nothing is that definitive in the world of nutrition, in the world of chemistry, but when somebody talks that definitively, I'm very suspicious. It kind of makes my ears perk up a little bit, because that's where quackery comes from. When somebody say A causes B, and not A is associated or has been linked to or has been shown to. You see the differences that I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a little suspicious. Not that there's not things that are definitive, but honey causes strokes is not, that sounds like quackery when somebody says something like that. There are things in honey you got to be careful of, fructose, particularly the sugars, but there's also great things in honey too. All right, Barry? Make sense?
Yes. I'd just like to say real quick, I really enjoy you. I mean, you're just like almost a genius, really. I mean, your answers just resonate with truth.
Oh, that's truth. That's what I like. I like that word, truth. And we have truth detectors, Barry. Your truth detector's going off. We also have BS detectors, you know? Like, we can smell BS when something doesn't sound right. And I love that, when the way you said that. And remember, it takes one to know one, Barry. It takes one to know one. So the way you said that, it resonates with truth also. All right, my man. Be good. Have a great day in New Orleans. New Orleans, as they say. Thanks, Barry. All right. Let's move on to Philadelphia and say good morning to Matt in Philly. What's up, Matt?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey. Thanks so much, Ben. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Ben, my question is your thoughts on iodine. I recently had, I've been on Armour thyroid for a number of years. Still symptomatic. Things still sliding down with body temperature kind of in the 90s, high, mid-96s, and not much going up past like 97.2 during the course of a day. And
why do you think, tell me about why you're, like, what's your thing on iodine? What do you want to, because it doesn't sound like you have an iodine problem. It sounds like you have a thyroid problem. And nobody ever has a thyroid problem without having something like an adrenal problem or a digestive problem or a blood sugar problem underneath. And I don't know if you've heard me talk about what I call the triangle of disease. The thyroid is at the tip of the triangle. And behind the triangle, behind the thyroid, you will find adrenal issues. And if you're a woman, you'll find estrogen issues. And then, and also even a man for that matter. And then I call it the adrenal thyroid complex. And behind that, you'll have the blood sugar system and then also the digestive system behind that. So, iodine is used by, again, remember I was talking at the beginning of the program about how if you don't understand the periodic table, you'll just repeat things that you read on the internet, and the chiropractors and naturopaths and dietitians and nutritionists and doctors are all guilty of this. So
what I wanted to mention was my serum blood levels were taken a couple times over the last year or two, and my iodine levels are extremely low.
Okay, and well, a couple things. A couple things about that. I don't mean to cut you off, but a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, it's not serum levels that count. It's the cell level. So that's a flaw right there in the diagnostics. Do you understand what I'm saying? They assume that what's in the serum is in the cells. But that's an assumption. If the thyroid doesn't have iodine, you'll get a goiter. The thyroid doesn't mess around with iodine. The thyroid commands iodine. All right? It's so significant, our iodine is so significant for the thyroid that your thyroid will swell to where it's a big frickin' balloon in your throat just to get iodine, to capture iodine from the blood. That's called a goiter. And we don't have them anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen a goiter?
Yeah.
Right. So a goiter is a hideous distortion of the body where the thyroid swells to a grotesque size, so much so that, I mean, it's just, you can't even look at it. It looks so horrific. And we don't really have those anymore. So for the thyroid not to have enough iodine, I'm just a little suspicious of that. And secondly, serum iodine is not the equivalent of blood iodine, of cell iodine. Okay, so maybe yes, maybe no. Iodine is definitely an important essential element. It's not in the soils. Most people don't get enough. So I'd be supplementing with iodine. Iodorol is the best.
That's what I was going to ask you about iodorol.
I would take iodorol. Yeah. Read Dr. Brownstein. There's a few guys, another guy named Guy Abraham. There's a few. You know what I'm talking about? There's a few of these guys who go out and who have been talking about the importance of iodine and how we're way under-iodinated based on these silly RDA numbers, ridiculous deprivation allowance is what I call the RDA. And many of us are just getting barely enough iodine to keep us from getting a goiter. But remember, iodine is only, the thyroid is only one place where iodine works. It works in the adrenal glands. In fact, the adrenal glands have more iodine than any other gland in the body, I'm pretty sure. It works in the breasts. It works in the reproductive center, the prostate.
Right.
The brain especially, iodine deficiency in babies is one of the leading causes of mental retardation and developmental problems. Iodine is very important. Eat your seafood, you know, and iodorol. Those are your best sources. Iodine is not a terrestrial mineral. Iodine is found in the ocean. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barry. Or Matt.
Matt, are you saying there's no correlation? In other words, if my blood serum iodine levels are very, very low, are you saying there's no correlation between that?
I'm saying it's not necessarily significant. I didn't say there's no correlation. There could very well be a correlation, but it's not necessarily significant. The point is that you should be supplementing with iodine, in my opinion, and eating iodine-containing foods. Everybody should.
And iodorol, potassium iodide with
great
iodine
source.
Is safe?
Yeah, it's a great source. It's the best supplemental source I know of. And also, I hear a lot of good things about Nathan iodine, but I'm not too, I don't know that for a fact. I just hear a lot of good things. Hey, I got to go, Matt. Thanks for your call.
Okay, great.
Appreciate it. Hope I helped out. And thank you so much to all my smart Brightside listeners. I love all you guys, and thanks for all the support. Please check out our Brightside, our Zimjevi products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Compliment.